What We Spend is a new podcast that explores something we almost never talk about. Every week, you'll hear a different guest share everything they spend their money on. What We Spend is available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back into The Drive. You are listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. My name is Carrington Harrison. Excited to be here with you on this wonderful, wonderful Wednesday. All right, I am going to name today's show. I'm going to name this segment and call it a Wild Card Wednesday. All right, Rob, you probably didn't know this. I looked this up today. I didn't even need your help to do it. Well, since they have expanded the NFL postseason to now three wildcard teams in each conference, there have been 24 of these wildcard teams, three in the AFC, three in the NFC. There have been 24 of these teams. Did you know that only 11 of them have made the playoffs the next year? So a little less than half of the wildcard teams repeat the next season. And not just as wild card teams, any team. For example, Philadelphia was a wild card team 2 years ago. They obviously made the playoffs last year and won the Super Bowl and also won their division. So they're a team that is in this 11 that made the playoffs the next season. 11 out of 24 made the playoffs the next year. So if you were looking at these six wild card teams from last season, the Chargers, Steelers, Broncos, Vikings, Commanders, and Panthers. History says four of these teams are likely to miss the postseason, and you'll get some new blood, some new teams in the mix. Rob, let's start in the AFC. If I'm going to allow you to keep one of these two teams or one of these three teams, so we'll do a hold on them, and then we'll discuss the other two. Who are you going to use as your team that you're going to hold, your team that you think is going to make the postseason? I'll give you the Chargers, the Steelers, and the Broncos, and then we'll discuss who's going to replace the other two teams. Which team are you keeping in the postseason for this upcoming year?
I'm going to place a hold on the Broncos. I think the Broncos are the safest pick there. I think the Steelers are going to really implode. I don't trust Aaron Rodgers. They feel like they're all in. They feel like, I think we had Pony on the show, and he said this feels like it could be an 8-9, sub-500, 7-10 season. So if Pittsburgh is saying that, I'm going to say that about Pittsburgh. I'm selling Charger stock. I frankly don't understand where Charger hype is coming from, if I'm being honest. The Broncos, they feel like they were a good 9-8 team last year. They have a young quarterback. They have a good coach. I think their defense, which was good last year, got better this year. I'm not saying they're some 14-3 threat to the Chiefs, but I'm going to place my hold on the Broncos from those three teams.
I actually would place my hold on the Chargers, and I know what you guys are going to say, but this is why. Coach, quarterback. I think they're good enough at those two things to get them to 9 or possibly 10 wins to be one of those wild card teams. Like, if we are looking at all of the teams that we would deem to be in the mix for the wild card, I assume you're picking Kansas City to win their division. So the Chargers are in that wild card mix. I think they have the best combination of coach and quarterback. So I'll put my hold on them. So if we're now discussing the other two teams, so we're discussing somebody's got to replace Pittsburgh, somebody's got to replace the Broncos or Chargers. This is where I would go first. I'm going to go Cincinnati to make the playoffs this upcoming year. I mean, they almost made it last year. They won 9 games. You're asking the Bengals, can they be one game better this season than they were last year? They get to 10, they probably make the postseason. I also think that Cincinnati is likely, going to get off to a better start this year than they've done the last couple of years. They played Cleveland and Jacksonville the first 2 weeks of the season. You remember, this team usually starts 0-2. They start 0-3. They get off to very, very slow starts. This has actually been the healthiest that Joe Burrow has been in the offseason, and I think that's pretty noticeable for the Bengals early on in the season. So if you're asking me to swap out a playoff wildcard team in the AFC, I'll swap out Pittsburgh. I'll take another team in their division. I'll take Cincinnati to be a playoff team from the AFC. I've told you this from the beginning. I think you always kind of got to go off the board. You got to do something weird. I really like the Raiders this year. I do. I really like the Raiders. I don't think there is a team this offseason that has improved more at coach and quarterback than they have. You go get Pete Carroll, a guy who won a championship in the NFL, a guy who won a championship at USC, certainly knows how to turn things around, and you go get one of the more stable quarterbacks. Every year you see a team kind of take that big jump and kind of take advantage of the schedule. I think it's kind of between New England and Vegas. I think one of those two teams this year, if you're asking me, hey, bet on, I think one of those two teams makes the postseason this year. I'll pick the Raiders just because I think they have the better coach quarterback combination. So those are my two picks. I'm going to swap out two teams. I think the wild card teams, as we're really early in this, I'm going to take the Chargers and the Raiders. So two teams again from the AFC West. And I'm going to take the Bengals making it this year over the Steelers.
So first off, as you were gearing up for off the board, I will get to my off the board pick. I agree with you, though, as a 10,000 foot view. We are not at prediction season yet. We're not full fledged. Hey, we got this person. We're not there yet. But I feel like every year what bothers me is you see these NFL prognosticators and they're like, yep, it's going to be all these teams are good again. All the teams are bad, bad again.
That's not how football works.
You have to pick one that's off the board. You have to pick one that's a last to first. Someone is making that jump. It's hard to pick it, but someone's making that jump. So I'm happy you went off the board with the Raiders. I disagree with it, but I'm happy you went that way. Me and you are on the same page about the Bengals. I think it's the Patriots. I think the Patriots are that team. The team you're describing that makes that jump, it's the New England Patriots. No one talked about it, and no one outside of the New England area noticed it. Drake May actually wasn't that bad last season. Now listen, he was not the best rookie quarterback, and it was a good class, but Drake May showed a little something last season.
They also didn't give him no weapons and nobody to throw the football to last year.
And they improved at head coach. I think that Gerard Mayo got a little bit of a raw deal, but Mike Vrabel is a wild improvement.
Mike Vrabel gives you a very solid floor.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? If Drake May is going to give you the ceiling, Mike Vrabel is going to give you the floor. And I am not high on that division at all. The Jets are gearing up to be bad. They're trying to be bad. They are, you know, full heart eyes at Arch Manning. So they're trying to be bad. The Bills are good. The Dolphins feel like they're about a year away from firing everyone, and it's just a free fall year. I think that off the board team is the New England Patriots. Now, Stephon Diggs can stop partying on Cardi B's boat with substances we don't know what they are. I think they have weapons again. Do you think the defense is going to be good? Mike Vrabel's going to instill a culture. Drake May's not that bad. Like, you're right. Go off the beaten path. I'm going to take the New England Patriots to be one of the teams that fills the void.
So let's play this same game for the teams in the NFC. If you missed it, since the playoffs have expanded in the NFL, out of the 24 wildcard teams, so AFC and NFC, 11 of them have made the playoffs the next season. So, 13 have missed. So there's going to be turnover at the wild card spot. The same way there's turnover, obviously, for who wins the division, there's going to be turnover for who those wild card teams are. I asked you to hold a team in the AFC. Let's play that same game in the NFC. These were the wild card teams. Minnesota.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast, What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Washington and Green Bay. If I allow you the opportunity to hold one of these teams in the NFC and we'll debate the other two and who takes their spot, who are you holding? I'll go ahead and get you out of here. I'm holding Green Bay.
Really?
I'm holding Green Bay.
Oh, we're going to be different here.
I'm holding Green Bay for this reason. They just have the same conversation we're having about Vrabel and the Patriots and the floor. With Matt LaFleur and Jordan Love, there's just a floor there. There's no chance the Packers are bad this season. There's no way we look up and they're a 5-12 team. So we talking about a program that at least has a minimum of an 8-win floor to me, and they probably have a ceiling of 12 games. Give me another 10-win season for the Green Bay Packers. They end up being the 6th or the 7th seed, possibly in it for the division. I'll take Green Bay as my hold.
Okay, so my hold, you mentioned stay in the playoffs. That's the hold, and I'll put this keg on it. I'm going to hold the Minnesota Vikings as the NFC North champions. That's what I am doing with my hold. I think the Vikings are the team in the NFC North.
They got the worst quarterback in the division. You're taking the team with the worst quarterback to win the division?
We don't know he's the worst quarterback. That's first and foremost.
I know he's not better than Jared Goff. I'm pretty sure he's not better than Jordan Love. You would take J.J. McCarthy over Caleb Williams?
He is the epitome of sight unseen. We do not know. But I think they have the best offensive mind in that division. Now that Ben Johnson's out of the division.
He's in the division. He plays with the Bears.
I mean, you're right. Out of Detroit. Excuse me. I have a better way to say that. Now that he's out of Detroit, I still think Kevin McConnell is a better coach as a head coach. We've never seen Ben Johnson as a head coach. So I'm placing my hold on the Vikings as the NFC North champion.
Wow, you're taking the Vikings to win the division. But they're
the
actually.
By the way, the Vikings were a game away last season from being the two seed.
Like yeah, that, you're 100% right. The Vikings, to me, if you're telling me a team that I'm very confident is going to take a step back, it's also them. That Vikings team last year won 14 games. They got 9 wins written all over them this season and missing the playoffs and taking a step back. Yes, Minnesota missing the playoffs. That's an obvious one to me. But no, you're holding Minnesota.
I'm holding Minnesota. I'm betting on big regression from Detroit. I think Detroit feels very regression-y.
Yeah, the thing about that is they won 15 games last year. So like, even if they win 4 fewer games this year, they win 11 games and that makes the playoff. Like, they're kind of hard to say regression with because they feel a lot like Kansas City. Mm-hmm. Kansas City won 15 games. If they regress and win 3 fewer games, oh, they were worse. But wait, you won 12 games this year. So that's kind of where I feel like Detroit is. I'm with you. They will likely regress. If we're saying that for them, that Minnesota just screams regression year to be. Everything kind of went right last year. Sam Darnold kind of came out of nowhere, had a big-time season. All right, so you have to replace Washington and Green Bay for this exercise. Who are you replacing Washington and Green Bay with in the NFC? Because there aren't as many options in the NFC as there are in the AFC.
Well, first off, you can just – I mean, here are my two. And I didn't – one feels like kind of like a layup, like it's I'm cheating a little bit because I'm going to take the Atlanta Falcons, who were another team that was
– they're going to take them to just win the division.
They're going to win the division. So, yeah.
No, that counts. You can do that.
Yeah, so then that's going to be my change. I'm selling Bucs stock. Again, team, new coach, Baker, did the whole deal.
Do you got Tampa Bay winning the you got Tampa Bay making a wild card team? You got them outright missing the postseason.
Tampa Bay's an out. Okay. So I got Atlanta now as a new – and then I got Arizona as a new in.
Oh, my goodness. You're doing that with Arizona? You know what Arizona is? The West Coast New Orleans Saints.
No, they're not.
I did this for three years. I mean, look at the Saints. Look at the division. They're going to get back in. And you know Arizona's not going anywhere this year.
Arizona's the wild card.
Stop it.
Now, they get drubbed in the game at 9-8, but they will make the wild card.
No chance.
Tell me, go ahead. Tell me about the Bears. I'm excited to hear all about the Bears.
You know I'm taking the Bears. It's an obvious to me. Yes, the Bears that won 5 games last year, they're winning 10 games this year and making the postseason. They have upgraded significantly everywhere on offense that matters. They have a better head coach. Their quarterback should be better this year. Their quarterback, who actually played really well last season, he was just as good as C.J. Stroud was in year one. People just don't like him because he shops at Sephora, so they just don't like him. They're better at running back this year than they were last year. They're better on the offensive line. They're better at tight end and better at wide receiver. They're going to be one of the top 8 offenses in the NFL this year. Yes, I will absolutely take Chicago. I'm taking Carolina. Give me Carolina.
It's actually not a bad pick.
It's not a bad pick at
all.
If you
believe in Bryce Young, then it's that simple.
It's not a bad pick. Division. Carolina is one of those teams that they could just get a little bit better. They win 9 games. They grab that 7th spot. And we're like, hey, Carolina, they played a lot better than people think. So that's how I'm going to do it. You know, I'm selling Commander stock. I think the Commanders are prime regression team. But if you were looking at the wild card and just 11 of the last 24 teams that have been a wild card team have made it the following season, there's obviously going to be a lot of turnover that happens at the bottom of the playoff roster in the National Football League. I'm curious to hear what your teams are.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.